It is not wrong, of course, to marry outside the brethren. We are not limited. The brethren are not the only Christians in the world. But the second question, there is a difference between being unequally yoked and marrying in the Lord. Unequally yoked is not only in marriage, but of course the marriage is the most important one, is to marry someone, could be an unbeliever, it could be a worldly believer, and if you are not worldly believer, so it would be when you put a yoke on two oxen, if one is weak and one is strong, that's unequally yoked. And you put a yoke on an oxen and a donkey, and the scripture tells us you don't do that. This is unequal yoked, is to marry an unbeliever or a believer that does not have the same spiritual value as you do. To marry in the Lord, I believe, is that the Lord has everything in it. It is to be guided by the Lord. This was said for one who is going to remarry when his wife dies or when her husband dies, is to only marry in the Lord according to the mind of the Lord. Not every Christian is marrying in the Lord. You're not called to marry every Christian. There's so many Christians around you, but it's to seek the Lord's mind and to ensure that this is the Lord's mind for you. That's what I think.